And welcome, everybody, to episode 735 of RP Grinders. We're quickly can you believe that, guys? We're coming up on 750 episodes of this show. It's insane. How many weekly podcasts have ever had 750 shows? I bet you there's not many.
It's four.
Four. You counted. They're four. Yeah. And we'll be the fifth. Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
There can't be too many, right?
I said I was going to upload the episode, but Greg apparently did it for me.
No, I uploaded it. I actually, matter of fact, I even texted you, Eric, that I was going to do that. But
I never got your text.
It could have been in Skype or text form, but I did let you know that I'll go ahead and take care of it. But so I took care of it, even though I was like needing to go, you know, to watch a movie. But we ended up not going to the movie anyways. We went later in the week. But anyways, and we'll talk about those movies a little later in the show. But so glad to have you all here with us. Let's get started with the news, guys. Let's get going here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric.
Wait,
can I start? Sorry. I had the music on. Go ahead.
Before that, I like this tweet somebody made describing Rise of Skywalker as being able to enjoy it if I view it as a trauma movie.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, that sounds like it works that well. I enjoyed it even though I knew it was garbage. Yeah.
They just tried to put way too much into one movie, and he was actively trying to undo the events of the movie before it too.
And they completely ruined Finn.
Yeah,
like even more so than they squandered his opportunities in the first two films.
Yeah, I mean going back to the prequels, I like 3. That was the only of the prequels that I kind of liked, but then they got to the last set, you know, the last 3 films, and then they screwed the pooch on every one of them, especially the last one. They all sucked. But anyways, let's go.
This news article is about how Birdy Wing's getting a new game. Or rather, the only game of Birdy Wing. It's called Birdy Wing Golf Girls Story, and it's for the Nintendo Switch, and it's being published by WowWow Entertainment, and the developer is called Viverse.
Yeah, and if soccer wasn't boring enough for you for that soccer game, then enjoy golf.
Well, I want to know more.
The thing is, Birdy Wing is actually a really entertaining series that I haven't gotten around to watching yet, but it's basically about two lesbians who are basically golfing rivals with each other and also in a relationship.
I'm in.
and there's like otaku stuff going on too. Like, because like I think they go to a Gundam model kit place.
All I had to hear was lesbians, and I'm in. So this sounds actually really good now that I think about it.
And it's like a bit of a comedy. So there's crazy Batwing shit going on in the show.
Yeah, like I said, Eric, I'm in. So why not?
You're currently pre-ordering this as we speak.
I don't know if it's going to be an international release, but I think it was moderately successful when it hit Crunchyroll. So maybe.
Well, I'm going to pre-order this,
but it's going to release with English, Japanese, and Chinese language support, so you won't have to worry about not having to import it, and not understanding the game.
That's what I'm saying. Let's import it, and we'll be okay. So good, good job, Eric. Thanks for letting me know.
Frank doesn't care about all the words. He just wants to see the pictures.
That's right. Okay, continuing with Freak Five's Ancient Aliens things, he says they have mentioned how racist Ancient Aliens is, and one of the hosts was wondering, do they ever look at things in Europe and make up how it was aliens who did it? And I haven't watched enough Ancient Aliens to know if they ever did, but that would be a great book or podcast, looking at different things in Europe, including their mythology, and say it was aliens. I thought Eric said goth girls at first, and I was in. Then I really realized he said golf girls, so I was out. But then, just like Frank, I heard lesbians, and I am back in. See, that's what I heard too, Freak. I heard golf, and I was like, Just when you think soccer couldn't be worse, then let's go with golf. But then I heard lesbians.
And then everything else Eric said was blah 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 blah. Yeah.
It was like that, like the phone on the Flintstones. You know that type of thing, man.
Lesbians. What?
Yep. I tuned everything else out, but then I heard lesbian, so I'm back in. I'm with you, Freak Five. We think along the same lines. Okay, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. I don't know why that tag wasn't loading. Blaze Union Remaster announced for late April 2023 in Japan. That seems like really soon to be announcing a game release date, you know, in 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah. Well, it launched a long-ass time ago. This is an old-ass game. Break.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it'll be out in Japan at the end of the month for the Switch. Yay!
Yay! Alright.
That means it's probably digital only for the time being, but there's no word on US release for this, because we don't even have the Yggdrasil Union yet, which is coming out relatively soon, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move on to the next story, coming to us live from RPGsite.net. It's loading, actually. It's Sony reportedly working on a new handheld game device. This is exciting. Sony might not be out of the handheld console scene yet. A report published by Insider Gaming suggests that Sony is working on a new PlayStation handheld... Whoa, what was that? That was weird. Aliens visiting me.
Oh, wait, it's already... Yggdrasil Union's already... out on Steam, but okay. It's in early access, and they're adding features slowly to it.
Okay.
Why don't they do this, like, to make the PlayStation 6 like the Switch, you know, where it's a home and...
Why don't they do that? They gotta look at the success of what Nintendo's doing, and even though Nintendo's, like, I mean, their hardware's not the best, but I'm sure they can make a PlayStation 6 that you could plug in, like, to the just like the Switch, like you said, Break. I mean, I'm sure they would do a bang up job with a fake Switch, you know, with that was a lot more powerful.
More powerful Switch with more adult titles and stuff like that. Yeah, I think it would be a great idea.
It would be kick ass, like big screen.
It sounds like
that.
It's not going to be an actual console, though. It sounds like it's going to be a dead terminal for the PS5 and PS4, maybe.
Ugh, I hope not. It probably will have, like, PS4 strength.
And it
strength.
Needs a constant online connection to work.
Yeah, and it would be like a PS4 kind of console, just less powerful than the PS5. And
it's basically, hey, let's do a remote play again, but you don't have to use a Vita this time.
I don't know. They say, let's see, according to the report, the Q-Lite, or whatever it might be called eventually, resembles a PS5 DualSense controller, but includes a large 8-inch touch-enabled screen. So that's smaller than the Switch's screen, right? Like, kind of looks smaller than the Switch to me. I don't know. Let's see. Device will supposedly not store or play games locally. That's
no bueno. Yeah, it's basically a remote play terminal.
Yeah, no bueno. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. You like that, Break? Do you like the idea of
that? So all the games have to be streamed?
Yes. All the
They're
games.
Basically trying to do what Microsoft is doing with its cloud gaming thing.
I don't know.
Like, a lot of us just don't have the... I mean, I'm okay because we don't have level caps at Spectrum yet, at least. But there are a lot of people who have, like, Comcast, and there are level caps. You know?
Yep. Now they have a tier where if you pay an extra $50 on top of what you already pay, then they take those caps off.
Oh, yeah, Spectrum wants to eat Energizer for some reason.
If you didn't hear that noise, that was my eyes rolling.
Yeah, I know. I mean, isn't that insane? And you know why I pay it? Because games are insane, and you have to like download gigs and gigs and gigs of. And I like to do all my stuff digitally now.
Guess
for the most part.
How are you going to be streaming games when there's a level cap? I don't understand.
I don't. You know? You
guess
won't.
How big of a game that Jedi Survivor is going to be?
155 gigs. 155 fucking gigs for Jedi Survivor.
I remember when computers didn't have that much hard drive space.
Yeah, I know,
it
right?
Was 120 for Final Fantasy 15 for all it in the DLC.
Look, I think we're all old enough to remember when we were measuring
this is just
in
a single game.
We were measuring in kilobytes. Do you guys remember those days? Like we measured in kilobytes, like things like storage and like floppy disk and shit
at
like
least,
that.
At least that's the size for the PC release. So I think the Series X and PlayStation 5 will have compression technologies involved.
Isn't it weird that
so it'll be smaller? But
isn't it?
But if you're on a PC, that's a lot of space being taken up.
Isn't it weird that you can put? I think every single PlayStation 1 game on like one. Like Blu-ray, like literally.
No, you need more than that. Way more than that.
I was looking at it at like a high capacity disc, Eric, like a 4K disc. You could put almost every single PlayStation game on it. Those games were not that big at all, like at all. So it's
I think it'd be a little bit over, but yeah.
Maybe, but it's a good analogy. Okay, let's say you need two discs, Eric, for the entire PlayStation.
How about an Ultra HD disc? Would that work?
Yeah, Ultra HD.
That would probably only include a single region,
well,
if anything.
Well, Eric, just think about it. One region's worth of every single PlayStation title on one disc. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. Like... And now games are getting up to 155. Like the technology's not keeping up for that shit, man. You're right, Eric. They're gonna have to do more with compression and shit like that. Which I don't understand.
Like, find ways to compress without compromising in the quality of the games.
There are.
But I think the biggest problem is they're not compressing at all.
Yeah, I agree. They're not. They want to see who's got a bigger dick when it comes to. You know, how many gigs a
my
game...
My code is bigger than yours.
Exactly. All right, Eric, next story.
Also, maybe it's proof that maybe we need to, like, up research for a new type of media that use that can be larger and more affordable.
Yeah, I don't know.
I fully guarantee you there are people looking into that stuff right now.
Of course. I mean, it's always...
Because I think optical media, like putting a game on a Blu-ray disc, I think we need to move beyond Blu-rays at this point. And if it comes down to the fact, like putting a game on like a memory card, like the SSD card or something, and then we just put that in a slot somewhere... And, like, the SSD technology gets really cheap, then they could do that. They should do that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Make SDXC cards that are also really extremely fast and use that as the medium.
Yeah. Hey, Jen, are you still over on YouTube? If you are, let me know. I'm looking at that chat now. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Lost Epic is coming out for the Switch. It's got a launch date for the April 19th, and that's pretty much it. We talked about this before. I have the PlayStation 4 version, or 4 and 5 version, but I still haven't written a review for it because I haven't had time to play it yet.
Which one is it?
Lost Epic.
Lost Epic. Okay, cool. And I don't know why I turned the sound off on every one of these, but it decided to.
What did she say?
I don't know. I don't know. Something in Japanese, I think.
Sounded kind of flirty. That's what I was wondering. Like, was she hitting on?
I mean, the game looks fantastic, actually. I don't know. Eric, you're going to have to let us know how this plays.
It kind of plays like a Souls-like.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah. not super.
I played a little bit of it, not enough to get a real good opinion of it, and that's what it kind of plays like.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
And I'll have a standard edition and a premium edition, and that includes a digital art book and soundtrack, and they'll be on sale for 25% off until April 25th.
Okay. All right.
Kind of cute.
Sounds okay. All right. Break next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Nando Bamkai announces Reunion of Memories DLC for One Piece Odyssey.
Okay. Did you fix the next story, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, let me... I gotta get that one back up here. Okay. Anything else on that break?
No, I just... Okay, whatever.
All right, memories, Reunion of Memories DLC, woohoo!
Nandai Bamco.
And another story from Nandai Bamco, Breakman, is that Pokemon Stadium for N64...
Actually, no, it's not Bandai Bamco at all.
Well, I just made it up.
it is now, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it is now. Pokemon Stadium for N64 joins Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack in April 2023. So it's nice to see that they're adding a few more games, you know, that people want to play. I mean, that I have the... Do you have the yearly... Do you do the yearly service break?
Mm-mm. I don't have the expansion pack, though. At least you play 64 and Genesis games, though.
Does that cost extra? Because I just got the...
Yeah, $30 extra dollars compared to the $20 that you pay a year.
$50 a year is probably what I'm... That's my limit of what I'm willing to pay Nintendo for shit. I have to look at their library of...
Since I've been playing most Civilization, I haven't been...
Game Boy Advance games are also locked behind the expansion pack.
Yippity-doo. That sucks. But, I mean, it depends on their library. If their library is big enough, then it might be worth it. But I just pay the $20. I don't know if I'm interested in paying, any more than that.
I saw rumors that 3DS is next, but I don't know how the hell they're going to do a 3DS.
How would they do that? That would be crazy.
I don't think the Switch is powerful enough for that.
I think the Switch is powerful enough, but,
I really don't think so.
I think it is.
You got anything that involves two screens, even trying to replicate that on a single screen would take twice the processing power, which the Switch...
You don't think the Switch doesn't have twice the processing power of the 3DS?
Not to do it well.
Jesus Christ, Eric, then what are they doing? Like, they it's like they're spiting themselves, like biting their nose to spite themselves, man. It's crazy.
It doesn't have the CPU. I mean, because a lot of the CPU is being eaten up by other things.
They had then that, you know what that says to me? They're waiting for next gen to do stuff like 3DS. Then, and that's crazy.
You could probably do DS, but that's probably the limit because the Wii U did the DS.
I don't know how they do the DS either. Like the dual screen thing, I don't see how that works.
That made more sense back then because the Wii U also had two screens. Use.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, it's kind of a concerning
thing. Which makes me wonder why they never bothered putting any of the, well, aside from the Wii being a gigantic failure, the Etrian games could have been on that platform if it had been more successful.
Problem was the Wii was a total failure in every way, so they had to go a completely different direction. They're forced to.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
One just live from RPG site. Redemption Reapers PS5 edition announced for July 2023. This is a tactical RPG. It has previously been released for the Switch, PS4, and on Steam earlier this year, in fact. So there you go.
And what I was talking about earlier, that's in regards to emulation.
Yeah.
For those who already own the PS4 edition, it is a free upgrade. Thank God,
because it seems rare. They like to charge that extra $10 for it's the PS5. It's the PlayStation tax break. It's crazy.
We're not charging you on this one, so thank God.
You know what's funny, break, is that they for the longest time they had Witcher 3 for the PS4 on sale for like $10, right? Which is a great deal. It's a great game and it plays really well on the PS4. But they upgraded it, right? For the PS5, they have a PS5 patch, but they raised the price from $10 to $20. Fuckers, man. Like, they can't just give you anything for free. Luckily, I had that game from before, so didn't have to pay the extra $10. But if you want it now, it's on sale for $20, even though they just raised the price.
You're selling the same goddamn game pisses me off.
I know. It sucks. It's terrible, but... It's what it is. You skipped the story break, but I'll go ahead and read it.
Oh,
it's okay. No problem. RPGsite.net, Dungeons of Aether launches whenever loading decides to end. In early 2023, early April. So it should be out any week now. But it's a dungeon crawler, and then it's a spinoff of Rivals of Aether, the indie developed fighting game. So it's a turn-based dungeon crawler, designed by Nikita Ampersand Bear Belarusov from the Aether Studios team. Rivals of Aether is known for its intense competition and Twitch skills, while Dungeons of Aether will allow you to take things at your own pace, but it's still just as challenging. So it sounds like another Souls-like type fucking thing. This is something I've been meaning to talk to you guys about a long time, and the one good redeeming quality of Last of Us 2, it had a lot of accessibility options. So I'm wondering what you guys' take is on accessibility. Should every game, like even the Dark Souls, should every game have accessibility options like auto-aiming and stuff to help the casual gamer?
Like, I was going to say, do you want more people to play your game or not? I think so, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, stuff that you can obviously turn on and off, right?
Right. For people like us, we don't need it, so we wouldn't use it type stuff.
Right, right. Well, speak for yourself, Breakman.
Auto-aim assist is very good. I'd probably use that.
Yeah, in Last of Us 2, I used a couple of those accessibility options, and I'm not afraid to admit it. Now, you can't get all the trophies, but have I ever been one to get every single trophy in a fucking game? The answer is no. But I honestly think that even like some of the tougher RPGs out there should have accessibility options. I'm hearing an echo. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. Our audio is weird today. One of the hardest games I've ever played is the Mega Man Zero.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The latest compilation thing that they released, I guess, last year.
Uh huh.
It has accessibility. You can just play through the damn story if you want to.
Yeah. And I think that's... Look, there are disabled people out there that would love to play a game but can never play because of accessibility. And if it's just going through the story... I mean, I know you can always just watch a YouTube video, but there's something different about having a controller in your hand, right? And I honestly think that it should be par for the course for any video game to have accessibility options. I really do. I mean, I know the get good mantra, you know, the people that play Dark Souls are so unforgiving. And I get really frustrated when I play a game like Dark Souls, for instance. I mean, Demon's Souls was easy for me to beat for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's because... What's that?
Somebody give dice? Are you going to throw some dice now?
I'm opening a package.
Oh, he's opening a package because, you know, RP Grinders, that's what we do. We do unboxing videos now. No, I mean, honestly...
Unboxing audio, not...
Yeah, unboxing on the audio portion. I'm just thinking about it. Like, that's what made me being able to play Last of Us 2 bearable, because that game is pretty unbearable to play. It really is. It
sounds like a real downer.
It's so hard to get through break. And I, like, mentally, I was drained by the end of that game. And there's not very many games where I can say that, you know, where I'm like, I just, you know. But, I mean, its difficulty is not that bad. But, like, auto-aiming and, like, certain other things. Like, you can turn off, like, whether or not enemies can grab you. Which makes the game a little more, for someone that's not as good as at video games like myself, like getting grabbed by people all the time, like if you're trying to stealth and do all this stuff is kind of a shitty thing. So I commend them for doing that. I don't know. That game is just mentally draining. I don't recommend playing that game like at all. Like if you want to feel good.
Do not conflate accessibility with difficulty options.
No.
They're related,
Eric, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
Difficulty is an accessibility issue, but accessibility also covers things like colorblindness and
I understand, and there are things like that in video games. I think Last of Us 2 does address that as well. But what I'm saying, Eric, is having the option is better than not having the option, is what I'm saying. That's the overarching thing
and
that...
the thought process is, don't you want more people to play your game?
Yes. I mean, up to and including people that would just buy the game and watch the story, right? Does it matter to them? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, in all honesty, like, if you're... Think about it, Rake. If you're a developer and you have a game and you know by flipping the switches you can make your game accessible to everybody, why wouldn't you do that? You know, like,
I'm kind of disappointed in the Legacy Collection that's coming out next week for Battle Network, where apparently you're going to have to do online trading to get certain battle chips again, just like the originals, which apparently the Wii U Virtual Console releases had ways of letting you get those chips without having to do multiplayer.
Yeah.
So maybe, maybe if they get enough feedback, they could do a patch later to fix that. Maybe. Because those servers aren't going to be online forever. You're going to be screwed once that happens.
Yeah. All right, let's... Eric, last story, please.
Last story is... for Russian mythology adventure RPG, Black Book. And it's set to release on iOS for April 23. Actually, it says 21 down here in the article, so I don't know which it actually is.
Oh, jeez.
Anywhere between those two dates, depending on your region, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
But it previously released for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC, which we did talk about it, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I
never got around to playing it.
I saw the trailer for this, and I thought it looked interesting. I think we commented on this before for sure, Eric. And it looks
different. You were turned off as soon as I mentioned card based.
Oh yeah, card based, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. But it looks cool. I mean, you know.
But that would work for a mobile game, though.
Yeah, for mobile, fine. And it does have an interesting art style too. So, you know, I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot. All right, that's the end of the news, unless there's anything on that, Eric, that you want to add. Okay, cool. Let me look to see if does anybody have any homie discounts this week? I know that you can download the new PlayStation stuff. And I
haven't bothered looking at Xbox to see what sales are going on.
I didn't either. I should have looked before I came on, but I
there's a lot of sales that's going on Sony's platform until the 26th of this month.
There's always a lot of stuff going on. It's very organized, and I like the way they
do it. It'll probably be even more, because I'm pretty sure Golden Week's like in May, like 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. I didn't get anything for you for Dear Breakman this week, Breakman. So, I know, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but, you know.
It's okay.
All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Mostly Friday the 13th. I'm getting closer and closer to the goals. I got another achievement last night, so I've got like 5 left, I think. Oh. 2 of them I'm never going to get, but...
Which 2 are you never going to get?
Play Jason 500 times, play Jason 1,000 times.
You might. You play it enough. You might.
No, I'm at about 280 times, I think. So
you're halfway there.
I'm going to have to play for like 2 years straight to get there. Like,
I don't know.
And the achievement that I've been trying to get, I'm like, I just got to get up to level 113 so I can change my weapons, and then I should be able to shoot.
Well, and then you got to get all the kills, right? Yeah. How close are you on all the kills now?
Okay, it's level 113 instead of 100.
13 one I got. I just got that last night.
Oh, nice.
So I've killed 1,313 counselors, which doesn't sound like a lot, but then the game and the most you can kill at any time is 8.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's hard to do. It's not easy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For me, anyway. It seems like some people's good at it, and I'm just like, oh, come on. Like, dude, give me a fucking chance. Come on, man.
I know. I almost want to just... But I have it on the PlayStation. I don't have it on Xbox. I mean, you could easily kill me a billion times, a break, so it would be like shooting fish in a barrel for you, man. Like, I suck at avoiding Jason, and when I'm Jason I can't catch anybody, so it's like
this will make you happy. Then I had this one game last night where I forget what console I was using, but I was able to get away from Jason for about 19 minutes and 58 seconds.
Oh my god! Last 2 seconds, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he caught you at the last second. That sucks. Yeah, right
when that music's starting to end, it's like, oh, the game's out. What the? Oh, fuck!
Damn it! That sucks, man. All you had to do was, like, walk one more step and you'd have been okay. That's so bad. What else you been playing, Break?
Civilization, a lot of it.
Oh god, you and Civ, man. We need to get you an intervention, man.
No, I don't want it.
I don't want it. Yeah, nobody wants an intervention, but... Eric, what you been playing, man?
Just more Resident Evil 4. I played a little bit of a game called Lunark, which plays kind of like Flashback. And structured kind of like it, too.
Yeah.
And I only played that for like a handful of minutes, so...
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Grim Grimoire once again, which I still need to get to.
Yeah.
But hopefully this weekend lets me do that.
I played a teeny bit, literally a few minutes of Pillars of Eternity. I had a busy week this week, but I'm going to ask you guys a question. Should I play that, which everybody says is great, especially the second one, or should I go to Breath of the Wild? Because I'm thinking I don't know if I want to play a Diablo-style game right now, but yet I think about Breath of the Wild and the scope of that game, and I'm like, what? I mean, I'll be playing Breath of the Wild for a long time if I play Breath of the Wild.
I've played it for over a year.
Yeah. I mean, how long would it take you to beat it, Breath of the Wild? Like, if you didn't worry about all the side shit like you did and all that, which I'm not concerned with that. Like, I want to just, you know.
You could probably get through it a lot faster than I did, because I really was doing all like the side quests and getting all the temples and shrines and stuff.
Yeah.
I was doing everything that I could.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 6 months instead of a year.
Oh, fuck, man. 6 months of my life? No.
No, honestly, I don't know.
Probably 6 months is correct, man. I mean, I think that would be... I think that's actually fair, Break, because I suck at games, so, you know. Ugh. You're playing Civ on both the Switch and Xbox?
Oh, I didn't think you were going to read that out loud.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
In fact, I'm playing it to the point where I'll play it on the Xbox, and when it's my turn, when my turn's over and the computer's playing, I switch to the Switch, and I'm playing that one.
Oh my god, you're that bad. Jesus Christ. That's terrible. All right. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? I think I'll just stick with Pillars. I'm just going to do Pillars 1 and 2, and then go on to Breath of the Wild, because I got to finish that game, because I know I'm going to want to eventually get Tears of the Dragon or whatever the fuck it's called, the new one.
Tears of the Cloud, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews?
Actually, I can review a couple of movies that I saw.
Okay.
Lego movie, the Lego movie I saw.
Oh,
that finally,
shit! Awesome.
Like 15 years old, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know how old it is. The movie starts out and, you know, introduces the character in this world, and it's this happy-go-lucky thing, and they play one of the world's worst songs ever.
Everything is awesome.
Oh my god, they play that a lot in the movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And the whole the ending credits are different versions of that song.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. So, and I was watching it like, oh man, if I was like 10, this would be the most awesome movie ever.
Yeah.
And right now, like, I would absolutely love this movie. And I'm wondering, did they use any stop motion at all, or is it all 3D, Jim? All 3D?
I can't answer that for sure, but I think it's all 3D.
Which movie?
Lego. The Lego movie.
Because I would really like to see like a stop motion animation with Lego characters. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fucking work, but that'd be really cool. So anyway, it was like, okay, like, this is all right, and this song is stupid, but, you know, it's kind of funny, I guess, and, oh, it's a basic plot where, you know, loser becomes the hero. Oh, I've seen this before. This This is an exciting movie. I'm kind of bored already.
Isn't it a bigger plot about the kids, though?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of bored until Batman showed up to save the fucking movie.
Yeah, Batman saved that movie.
He really did. The movie was completely boring until this narcissistic, sarcastic, chauvinistic, pretty much everything bad like version of Batman shows up, and he's fucking awesome.
he's really good in that movie, man. Really, really fun.
Yeah. And then that and the twist at the end, which Eric was kind of revealing, was I really liked that. I didn't see it coming, but it was like, oh, this is really like touching, and this really brings the story together. Makes the Emmett's tale actually like worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an interesting movie.
And the touch of Will Ferrell being the bad guy who's voicing the main character and being the dad. I really like that too.
Yeah. A lot of fun, man. I like that movie quite a bit. Just
I like
for
the
reasons.
Sequel too.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen Lego Movie 2. I'll have to check that out. I don't know if it's on HBO Max. I'm not sure.
But the best Lego Movie remains Batman.
Yeah, by far, man.
Well, speaking of Batman, I had so much fun with Batman in the Lego Movie, I decided to watch the Lego Batman movie next.
Yeah.
I agree. They touch with a lot of like Batman lore, and they rip into it and have fun with it, and it's just like they're like, yeah, fuck it, you know. They had the cognitive king
in the movie.
Yes, they're like, we know how fucking absurd these characters are. Let's have fun with it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, here's Eggman. So what's he doing? He's throwing eggs.
Where's our fucking sequel?
I know. I want a Batman Lego sequel for sure, man. Why not? It made a shit ton of money at the box office too, man. Like,
well, blame Warner Brothers being weird now. Which apparently their lawmakers want to investigate them because they should be investigated.
Yeah, they should be investigated and shut down probably. Man, fucking Warner Brothers, man.
So, obviously, in the Lego movie, I really liked it. If Batman hadn't showed up, I would have been bored to tears. I probably would have quit before they revealed the ending. Which that ending, I think, 7.5-ish. I'm thinking for Lego Movie. Mm-hmm. And then Batman was, you know, a real story of like a character changing and growing, and you know, he's still the asshole narcissist at the end, but he cares about other people too.
Yeah,
you know, and it was just, like I said, they go through the lore. Like Eric said, Condiment King's in there, and I was complaining about King Tut not being used. He's in there.
Yeah.
And some of the other ones, like some of the most obscure Batman characters, like villains. Ah, oh, fuck, I can't even remember them.
You know, it's funny, Brake, when you mentioned King Tut, I think I remembered that you hadn't seen Batman Lego, and I didn't want to mention that King Tut was in there. You know,
He doesn't get a speaking voice though, a speaking role.
Right.
That's what I really liked about Batman versus Two Faces. He gets a speaking role, like he's the first villain in the movie. Like, awesome. Anyway, so yeah, this one is a lot of fun, and they don't like force the romance. Like, there's the subplot of Batman falling in love with Barbara as soon as he sees her, but they never get together. You know, it wasn't like they didn't force a relationship like a lot of movies would.
Yeah, I agree. So, what are you giving Batman Lego?
8.5.
All right, that's fair. I think that's Eric and I's score, if I'm not mistaken, too. I think Eric maybe was a little higher. I think you gave it a 9, if I remember correctly, Eric. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I want to go back and watch it again, like, in slow motion to see some of the just really cool... a lot of the fight scenes were so quick that you didn't get to see. And I think that's one of the things that dragged its score down for me, is that you can't really see what's going on because there's just so much.
So fast, yeah, so much, yeah. Yeah. A movie like that would benefit from like a 24 frame per second frame rate, like they do with Spider-Man universe.
That's why I like Zack Snyder so much. He loves to do those slow motion cuts and stuff. Yeah, you know, like 300. Those were just like oh, this is how an action scene should be shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Michael Bay. Fuck you know, Michael Bay. This you is know, how you do it.
If you like fast action scenes, like and you're able to keep up with them, John Wick is a really good choice. Like a really good choice.
Between like fast and like convoluted, like in for yeah. instance, Michael Bay in like the Transformer movies,
right. Here,
it's hard to keep it's track of what's much. Going on with that. Like you see yeah. the Transformers moving around, but there's like this all it's all 3D, and they're very detailed and intricate. And but it's moving so fast, you can't really see it.
Yeah, yeah. Scotoma's in like, chat. What's up, Scotoma? Nice to have you in here. Yeah, I agree. Break. So that's a really good score. Anything else, Break, that you want to review?
Hmm. No, I watched some other stuff, but I don't want to review it. But yeah, Lego Batman was a lot of fun, and that's it.
Okay, all right. Eric, can you do? Eric's got a bunch of reviews. Obviously, I'm going to ask you, Eric, to go through your reviews as quickly as possible.
I'll just share the two reviews you have, and then there's my own too.
Well, okay, why don't you do yours first, and then we'll share the reviews on D&D. And
yeah. So I watched the rest of season 6 of JoJo part 6, which is called Stone Ocean. And if you haven't seen the other 5 parts, it takes place 15 years after the events of, I'm going to say part 4, because I think part 5 is actually a year later.
Uh-huh.
And it's about how Jotaro's daughter from the third part is all grown up now, and she got sent in jail for a plot that's been made against her because Jotaro made quite a few enemies, including basically the disciple of Dio.
I was going to say, the whole family's made enemies, like, since Dio.
So basically, like, he's just dealing with the disciple of Dio, and he wants to do something, and that's why she's in jail. And so she unlocks her stand ability, and then a bunch of stuff happens without ruining the plot, and she has to work out how to survive in this really fucked up prison in Florida. And including, going outside and having to deal with gators and shit.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, and a lot of people said it was hard for them to animate. They didn't know whether or not they'd be able to, because with each part that happens, it comes progressively strange and bizarre. Mm-hmm. And how he draws is all the events happening on the pages, and translating that to anime is apparently difficult. But they seem to have done a good enough job from what I could tell. And the ending is rather bittersweet because it kind of invalidates the previous parts up to this point. Although technically it's not that bad of a deal considering that they made it out in the best possible scenario.
Hmm.
For sure, none of the events happened, but they're also living much happier lives now.
Hmm.
But it opens the way for the alternate universe reboot that is part 7 and 8 and 9.
This is the way.
Hmm.
Alright, so what are you giving?
So I'm giving this a 9 out of 10.
Ooh, very good score.
And I watched Thus Spoke Rohan Kishibe, which is just a 4-episode OVA series that I think take place in between part 4 and how he's telling the various people various Ridley's, believe it or not, type of stories of events that he witnessed on his escapades as a manga artist trying to look for inspiration for his stories. And like the first two are like basically ghost stories, and then the last two were him dealing with another bizarre instance, and the last one was more of a I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe. It was a thing.
So, it was a thing.
It happened.
It happened.
So the I guess the question is, like, these stories are probably true, but whether or not Stan user is involved, they left it ambiguous, but they also suggest maybe he was actually dealing with actual supernatural forces, including gods in one instance, where he and, like, his editor were trying, like, his editor was trying to buy a house, and apparently the gods of the mountain might have had something to do with what there was going on over there, and they eventually just left the place and didn't come back.
All right, so what are you giving Rohan?
It's hard to give it a score, because, like, there's only four episodes, and there's almost no point to them, so I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah, that's fair. That's right in the middle. I look, we treat the out of 10 scale differently than other podcasts and other, like, websites like Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes or something. If something gets a 5, it's like shit, right? It's like dog shit. But here, that means it's just average, you know, it's just middle of the road, and that's the way it should be. Okay. All right, let's do Dungeons and Dragons first, Eric. And if you don't want to be spoiled, there may be spoilers. I'm going to try to do as many spoiler-free things.
I just have one really important question. Okay. Is there a beholder in this movie?
There's no beholder. I know, it was a missed opportunity. They did mention beholder in the movie. Sadly, there is not. Yeah, and I think for good reason, Breakman. This is a more lighthearted take on Dungeons & Dragons. Honestly, this movie has a lot of heart, man. And I talk about heart in movies a lot. Like sometimes you'll watch a movie that's really serious and, you know, very good and very dramatic, but it doesn't have a lot of heart, so it drags it down a little bit plot-wise and whatnot. But this movie was a fucking Dungeons & Dragons adventure. I mean, I don't know. You know, for anybody that's played Dungeons and Dragons, a lot of Dungeons and Dragons is sitting around with your friends and joking around and having a good time with you know, whether you're drinking or just, you know, drinking.
Unless Dungeon Master's a dick.
Which I've never run into a Dungeon Master that was a complete asshole, but I know they're out there. They always want to kill you. That's the Dungeon Master's goal, is to
this movie to kill is off basically the like if a Dungeon Master and their friends were having a game, but like none of the players were out of character at any point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a great way of putting it. It's an actual Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Now, it tends to be a little more lighthearted than what some of the campaigns that I've played in, because, I mean, Dungeons & Dragons can get into some dark territory, you know? And I'm not just talking Underdark, which actually they did go to the Underdark, which is really weird, considering. But what's really sad to me is this movie had $150 million budget, and I don't think it's going to make that back.
Didn't you say it did, though?
No, I didn't say it did. I don't think it's going to. I think it might. But
maybe
with,
like, DVD sales, it could.
Possibly. If it does good on DVD, which obviously it's going to do.
DVD, Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, DVD, whatever.
Well, it's released overseas, too.
Yeah, that's the one hope. I hope, like, when it releases in Japan and all the Asian countries like China and stuff like that, that it does fairly well.
For instance, World of Warcraft was huge in China, even though it was a flop here.
Yeah, I know. I'm really hoping. It's not really a flop here, but it didn't do quite as well as, I mean, it's made, so far it's made like $70 million worldwide, but I'm hoping once they release it into more territories, it makes its budget back plus the marketing budget, so they can make another one.
I hope it's at least enough for them to make another one.
I hope so too. It's really fun.
And maybe if that's successful, they can like do more serious films if they wanted to.
What I really want is I want like a more serious series. Like an Amazon series.
You mean like a TV series?
Yes, like a Amazon or Netflix or this would be something that I would be, look, because if you think about it, look at Game of Thrones. That was pretty much like had the medieval setting and the dragons and, I mean, a Dungeons and Dragons, a serious Dungeons and Dragons TV series, I think could do really, really well. well. Freak Fight says, I did have minor problems with the D&D movie, but they are mostly about ignoring game mechanics. The bard didn't cast any spells. There was no cure magic.
He wasn't exactly a bard, but...
I think he was a bard.
And they didn't have any dedicated paladin or priest with them.
Well, the paladin comes later, but the bard didn't cast...
Like, not only for like a brief
moment. I'm actually in agreement with Freak 5. I think the bard not casting spells was a missed opportunity, and he also says there was no cure
magic. No cure magic was used because nobody got seriously hurt.
Yeah, nobody got really hurt. And then he said the druid wild shape way too much. Well, look, I mean, in a movie, Freak 5, like, you really... I mean, in an hour and a half movie, I mean, if you played it just like D&D, you would shapeshift once a day or something.
Basically, their monopoles are too high.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
In a realistic setting, that's probably how it would probably go. Anyway.
I had a minor gripe as well. I was hoping that they would at least like include like maybe a gem that looked like a 20-sided dice or something that was shaped like a D20. I thought that would have been a real fun nod to you know, the tabletop game. But they, you know what they did do, and this is a little bit spoilery. It's not really spoilery, but they did make a nod to the cartoon, and I don't want to say how they did it because it was really, really cool. I love the Kevin Smith dragon Freak Fights.
Also, the sorcerer is named Simon, and there's a game called Simon the Sorcerer, and I wonder if that was like a weird nod to that, even though that game has nothing to do with D&D specifically.
Yeah. There is a really, really cool cameo in this movie too, which I won't spoil for anybody. It's actually really, really cool. Too fat to fly, Freak Five says. Yeah, but see, that's another kind of issue I took with the little minor issue, Freak Five. Like Dungeons and Dragons, if you look at the dragons on most of the covers and you look at the pictures of the dragons, there are these wicked dragons like black dragons, gold dragons, silver dragons. I mean, any dragon you can imagine. But I really wish they would have, I mean, I know it was more lighthearted of a film, but, and I know they had that one sequence with that one dragon. I don't know what kind of dragon that was that they showed in that one sequence, but.
So the city in this movie is called Neverwinter. So is Neverwinter called Neverwinter because it's sunny?
No, they just called Neverwinter. This dragon was from the lore, Freak Five. Yeah, I know, Freak Five. But I really wanted to see like a red dragon or just something, even if they showed it like in the distance or something like that. But hopefully we get a sequel because I thought it was a ton of fun. My score is going to be a solid 9 out of 10. I thought it was just.
But if they do make a sequel, I wonder if it's going to be like the dragon has gotten thin somehow.
That would be funny, man. Threat. Like it was working out or something. Yeah. What's your score, Eric?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
Okay, so we're right in line there. There was a black dragon. Yeah, there was. I that's what I mentioned. The black dragon in that sequence.
That flashback sequence. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to Super Mario Brothers. Now, look, there may be spoilers, but I'm going to tell you something. It's Super Mario Brothers. It's about a princess, Super Mario, his brother Luigi, and pipes and mushrooms. I mean, it's a paper-thin plot, okay. But it was fun as hell.
I want to say something first. I kind of have a question.
Yes.
There was a lot of like talk about the Mario's voice and how it wasn't Mario-ish, but I noticed something in an interview that Seth Rogen said, you know, he doesn't do voices, so Donkey Kong is just him, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Including his stupid laugh.
So that's a hindrance in the movie, right?
Yes.
A
little bit. Only a little bit.
I honestly thought that putting Seth Rogen to Donkey Kong was actually a stroke of genius just for that reason, guys. I know I'm in the minority on it, but that stupid laugh of his went very well with the character. I mean, Donkey doesn't really talk anyways, at least from what I remember. So, I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought it kind of made me laugh a little bit. You know,
and Pratt sounded like he was funny and in during the trailers, and he probably... They probably had feedback and they reworked a lot of those lines because Mushroom Kingdom Here We Come wasn't even in the film at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe those were misdirected promos in the first place.
Could have been. You know, I had very few gripes with this movie. I know people are losing their fucking mind over Chris Pratt, and I'm not a big Chris Pratt fan, you know, just because I don't think he's a super good human being. But I thought he was fine in the movie, and there were nods. Like, they had the voice of Mario actually in the movie doing a little kind of nod to that. They had
it does kind of remind me though. It's like, why couldn't they have just used Martin?
I don't know. That is kind of a weird thing. Maybe they're thinking sequels, and he's getting older.
I think they're thinking name recognition.
Name recognition for sure.
He could have had a bigger role. Like, maybe he could have been. Maybe he could have been like the grandpa or something.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll do more with him in the next movie, because this movie's definitely getting a sequel. I can guarantee that, because holy fuck. And
the only other complaint I could levy against the film is they could have done more with Luigi. He was just not in the movie as much as you think he
would be. I think here's my theory on that, Eric. I think that they're going to hold that for a Luigi's Mansion movie with Luigi. And it's a smart play, because
like either that'll probably be the next movie before we get the proper sequel. It'll probably be a spinoff movie.
Maybe. And I'm fine with that, because if they make a whole plethora of these movies, I would be just fine, because they stuffed as much as they could. They put in a reference to Mario Kart in there. They did.
That was a lot of people complaining about. It's like, it's a big advertisement for the games, and it felt like a game that was playing itself. And
so what? It was a ton of fun.
And I think people were expecting a Mario movie with a nuanced plot and a narrative that the Mario games just don't have. So
yeah, there's no...
Why would a movie do any of that?
Well, anyway? People were losing their shit on Twitter, and I'm like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, what the fuck is a Super Mario, the first game? If you did a movie about the first game, right? Super
and
Mario
plus,
Brothers.
Maybe that's what sequels for. Like,
you have
build upon the world they've already created.
Let me finish, Eric. All you have is a few enemies, right? You have blocks, you have power ups, and you have pipes, and that's pretty much the gist of it. You run left to right. I mean,
and the princess is never in the castle you go to.
Right, and they made reference to that, which made
and
me
so
happy.
People are upset that they made Princess Peach basically Daisy, because in the games, Princess Peach is vapid and always gets kidnapped and doesn't do anything.
Right, and they made her interesting at least.
Getting one.
Yeah, they made her a little bit interesting at least. I mean, there were so many, like, there was a sequence, and this is a spoiler, so like I said, you know, you might want to go ahead 5 minutes or something, but there was a sequence in this movie where Donkey Kong versus Mario, right? And they made it just like the Donkey Kong game, and I lost my fucking shit. I was like, holy fuck, do we realize what we're looking at right here? This is fucking awesome. Like, including barrels being thrown and shit like that. I mean, it couldn't have been better. It was, I don't know, I thought it was really, really fun. It's definitely geared towards kids, but does Karubo Show make a cameo? Karubo Shoe. You have to watch the movie, Breakman, but it's just a ton of fun. It had some of the power-ups, but not all of them. So there's room for, I mean, all kinds of... They could go so many directions. They could make a whole universe of Super Mario,
well,
and I'd be just fine.
Standing at, like, Super Mario World story.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Maybe the Koopa Kids will bust Bowser out, and there'll be no plot.
I hope. I'm here for it, Eric. I think it's fantastic. I'm looking at this... Look at this is fucking cute as fuck. Let me put this up on the screen. Freak 5 sent this. This is the fat dragon. Bernie, you want this?
I want that.
It's a plushie.
I love the fat dragon. That's my favorite.
That's her. That was her favorite in the movie too. So there you go. I mean,
want that.
That's pretty cool.
Kid that's robot. An expensive plush though.
It is a plushie, but Bernie loves plushie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, expensive.
It's $36 bucks, but I mean, fuck, man. I mean, you know, you could buy a lot of things, and you can get 10% off, by the way, so you can save $4 approximately if you sign up for their email. But, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with the Mario Brothers movie. I'm going to give it a...
Also, Jack Black is Jack Black because he does singing in the movie.
But Jack Black, he actually did a voice for Bowser, which was awesome. Yeah. And I liked it. I mean, you couldn't... Look, this movie.
Also, I don't think they could have made Bowser any bigger of a simp than they did in this film than he is in the game.
Yeah. I think they did a really great job. And you know what warmed my heart more than anything? And this may seem kind of weird, but Shigeru Miyamoto was one of the producers, one of two producers of this movie. So you know he's going to make.
I kind of wish his involvement was just non-existent because I think he's made some questionable decisions in the past.
Well,
including why all the toes look the same. Okay. Don't have any varying designs
that
set them apart each other other than
just
color swap.
Hear me out on this, okay? Miyamoto is responsible for a lot of people's joy for many, many years. So to see him reap a little bit of...
I want to add something to this, too, when you're done.
Okay. To see him reap a little bit of the rewards that Nintendo never gave him is A-okay by me. I thought that was a nice touch. So I loved it. I'm giving an 8 out of 10. Eric, what are you giving it?
An 8.5 out of 10.
8.5. Okay, so we're right in line with that one too.
As far as like Miyamoto being a part of this, look at this last Star Wars trilogy, where George Lucas gave them input and then they just flushed it all down the toilet and cut him out.
I can understand it now. Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why I was worried, because he's been responsible for a lot of questionable decisions in the later Mario games.
He's still the creator of it, so he still has it in his heart. So George Lucas has made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Star Wars is still like, it was his. Like, he brought it to life.
Yeah. So, and that's why I'm saying, like, it brought a little bit of joy to my heart to see that, you know. And by the way, Eric, like, he didn't reap a lot of rewards from Nintendo for creating a lot of their catalog.
Back then, and even now, I mean, he's getting paid a lot now, but back then, he probably got paid peanuts.
You guys do any digital blackface lately? No, Scotoma, absolutely not. How dare you? what are you saying, Eric? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
What the fuck?
Freak 5 got a really nice cloth map of Faroon from the theater. You know what? I got a fucking poster. Mini poster at that.
AMC sold special...
I don't want to hear it. I saw it. The fucking D20 popcorn things. And there was no D20 popcorn thing.
Also, there was the question mark blocks for the Mario movie that they did.
Oh, God damn it.
But what theater did you go to that gave you a map of K-Roo?
I know! What the hell?
Did you go
God
to Regal
damn it.
Or
he's a freak fight. I don't go to AMC. I go to Harkins.
Or did he go to, like, Alamo Steakhouse or theater, where the fuck that place is?
Oh, Alamo Steakhouse. That's God damn it, Freak 5. That's a wicked cloth map, man. That's badass.
A B&B theater.
Google it, Scotoma says. I don't know if I want to Google that, man. It was a Beavis and Butthead theater? Oh, okay.
No, not
B&B. I know. he sent me this picture. I can't show you, but it's an elephant that's like fucking sat on a car or something, man. That's wicked. But he also sent me a picture of that cloth map. How dare you?
So what I want to know is, like, the theater I went to see both these films is technically an AMC theater, but I think AMC theaters can be franchised,
I guess. And Freak 5 said they had us roll a big D20 for a random prize. Jesus Christ.
And this was an independently operated theater before it was bought out by AMC.
What was the big prize, Freak Fight? What if you rolled a D20? What if you rolled a natural?
What I want to know is did AMC walk back their weird theater seating pricing arrangement stuff?
I don't know.
Or is it because they're a franchisee that they could just not do that?
I don't know. Freak Fight, if you... let's see... at what is coming in. I didn't look at that. Hold on. Let me see. Jesus. There's more to that. Let me see. Don't know what the other prizes were. Damn it. What if you rolled a natural? Like, what? Is that like an elephant penis? Freak 5. Good thing I didn't show that on screen. Jesus. What the hell? I guess that is an elephant penis. Jesus Christ. I thought it was a finger or some shit. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay. Newest made up form of racism. Scotoma says, I don't know. I don't even know if I want to look, Scotoma. I don't know if I want to go down that route. But we'll be talking about racism here in just a minute, Scotoma, if you want to stick around. So there's our reviews. A break. Did I get you? Yeah, I got you on reviews. Okay. Let's go to everybody's favorite segment here.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got three, and I'm sure one of them we all share, absolutely. First one goes to the state of Idaho. It's one thing to outlaw abortion, which I absolutely disagree with 100%. And, you know, they have the heartbeat bills and all those other things. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to say that women aren't allowed to leave the state.
Ooh, this gets into some constitutional territory here, Breakman. So, yes, continue on.
Yeah, basically Idaho has set it off that if a woman tries to leave, if anybody helps a woman leave the state for an abortion, it's considered trafficking, human trafficking.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so women are property.
Well, you mean
Idaho? You are property of the state.
100%. You mean like all the immigrant bullshit that Biden has done, like beyond like people before him, human trafficking.
It's pretty bad. I saw that Breakman, and I'm glad you brought it up because it does like. I understand both points of view, the way that it's written, but it sets a really bad precedent. What's the next step? You can't cross state lines without papers? Like are we now heading towards Nazi Germany where you can't go freely from one state to another? Like it's literally one step away from that. And for the people that are pregnant there that want to, what if they want to travel? You know, what do you have to do? Prove that you're traveling and not going to get an abortion?
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, like what if they want to go on vacation? Pregnant women go on fucking vacation.
Here's the other thing. What if they say you can go on vacation, but while you're on vacation, you have a miscarriage? Or what if you go on vacation and you have complications and you needed to be rushed to a hospital, and let's say that they have to do an abortion so you can live? Is the state of Idaho going to put you in prison for that?
Scotoma. Yeah,
Scotoma says
more like fascism.
Yeah, fascism, Scotoma for sure.
Do you not know what communism is?
Well, look, I know what he's getting at, but Eric makes a good point. It's more fascist than anything, I think. So, think about that for just a second. Like a woman has problem. Like she wants to go on vacation, so they let her. She goes on vacation and she has complications. She goes to the doctor. The doctor saves her life by doing an abortion because you have to. Otherwise, this person is literally going to die. Yeah. Is now the state of Idaho going to put her in prison or execute her?
What if she has a miscarriage?
What if she has a miscarriage is another great question. You know? So there's, I mean, Idaho's treading.
Like making a law that will charge them for that, for being murder or something.
Idaho is really, really treading on some like really, really bad territory here. So I'm hoping that.
Not only that, but Tennessee's basically eliminating its political enemies.
Oh, wait till we get to Tennessee because I got a lot to say about Tennessee.
Their status as whatever position.
I'm sure Breakman has his in his stinko.
That was my next stinko, actually.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't like to be patient. He likes to jump ahead.
Well, that would be my stinko, too.
Well, then you should put it down, Eric. You never put down your stinkos, dude. All right.
Well, I kind of figured it was
yours. Tennessee, three representatives got bullhorns and loud instruments and stuff like that and protested with the... I guess college kids and younger kids that were coming in the protest. And to the Republicans in that Congress, they decided that was enough to expel all of them. Which, if you're saying, they said, these Democrats disobeyed the rules. And if you're going by, they're following the rules, I guess that makes sense. Well, here's a couple things you should know. One is there have been multiple instances of other members of other Republicans sexual harassment, rape, stuff like that. None of those people were expelled.
Yeah.
And two of the three people were black men, and one was a woman. Guess who was completely expelled and the other was exonerated?
Okay. Let me
for the break exact same thing. Like, you cannot tell me that's not racist.
Right. Let me break this down a little bit in more nuance and detail, Breakman. In the entire history of the Tennessee legislature, which is about 100 years, or more than 100 years, nobody has ever been expelled from their legislature for anything other than crimes, and it hardly ever happens then. Yeah. But like I saw
in recent history they have people who were accused of rape who weren't expelled.
Yes, they had that's also a fact. They had a person that was accused and not exonerated. There's another person that was with financial crimes that was not thrown out. There was another one that I saw that it was a crime. It was a really bad crime, and they just basically turned the other cheek, including the Democrats in there. So there's a certain decorum that goes along with that, right? Well, the Republicans in that legislature really did break decorum. And it was kind of funny to watch as these members of the legislature were kicked out. They basically they slammed the door on the Republicans on the way out in a good way, because one of them said, you know, I got admonished here, and what the sponsor of this bill is really saying is that we should how did he put it? We should basically know our role, or how did he put it? There was something that he said that was really good that the sponsor of the bill
shut your mouth. Oh.
No, well, something like that, but it wasn't in those words. It was it was basically something like it was unprecedented or something, but yet what you're doing is unprecedented, you know, like he threw it back in his face, and it was pretty brilliant. I highly recommend people look at I think it was Jordan, Speaker Jordan, not Speaker, but Congress, or I don't know what they call him in their legislature, but
I think senators, technically.
Well, whatever, their version of senator or whatever. It was really refreshing to see him, like, be very calm and just kind of take their words and twist and turn them around on the Republicans in there. And you know, actually, who this hurts the most? It definitely was a kick in the face to black people in this country, for sure. Because as Brake said, there were three people that they wanted to kick out. Two of them were black men. One of them was a white woman. They ended up keeping the white woman and kicking out the two black men, which is crazy. I don't understand it.
And they all did the exact same thing.
Right, and they did the same exact thing. So
differentiation right. between what they did.
Right, there was no difference, other than the color of their skin, and you know, whatever. And two were men, and one was a woman. But the funny thing about it is actually, and I've seen deeper analysis by Republicans and Democrats on this. It's actually going to hurt the Republicans a lot, because the people in Tennessee are kind of pissed. They elected those representatives to represent them, and at peaceful protests. I know they had loudspeakers and megaphones and shit like that, but if that's really what people are worried about, then you don't give a fuck about the Constitution, and you don't give a fuck about the First Amendment. So do the Tennessee Republicans not realize that they just pissed off 10,000 future voters, and there are so many more that saw? Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They do, actually, but because if you pay attention, a lot of Republicans are trying to raise the voting age.
Yeah, 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 they are. I doubt they're going to be very successful in that break, but wow. I mean, it's... To me, it's a big wow. Like, I still can't fathom what happened there. Like, to me, they did more damage in voting those two senators out than they could have ever have done with voting in legislation that is unpopular. So, get ready for it, Tennessee, because it's coming. There's change coming there real soon, and hopefully sooner than later. And I'm not a Democratic fan. I can't stand the Democrats. I think they're milquetoast, stand around, do nothing Democrats is how I feel about them. But the Republicans, you just guaranteed that we're going to have Democrats that are milquetoast, do nothing Democrats around for a very, very long time. And all you had to do was shut your mouth and keep being racist and stuff behind the scenes. But now you're out in the open, so everybody knows who you are. So welcome to it, and welcome to all the scrutiny that comes along with it. So, yeah, I agree with you, Breakman. Definite stinko, and it was my specific stinko for this week. Why are we trying to raise the voting age? Are they hoping the more of them die in school shootings?
Wow.
Maybe. They just don't want them to vote, Freak Five. They know that the youth of the country is leaning more Democratic. And they just
especially the youth of the country is more accepting to diversity than the older generation, and that's where a lot of the division lies.
Yeah, it's a good
and like human rights, for instance. Like a lot of young people understand that abortion is healthcare.
It's really weird because there's still a good old boy network. You know what I'm talking about? That Breakman, like in the South, like in certain, and Tennessee's one of them. I always felt that way, that they're still, and Alabama, and even parts of Georgia,
they've taken over Ohio too,
Mississippi, and now Ohio, which is really strange because that I thought that was trending a little more, you know, kind of like.
It was liberal. Until Trump showed up.
Yeah, the youth of the country is being brainwashed in public schools. Skotoma, man, dude, we need to have a sit-down talk, man. There's a lot we could talk about, man. I grew up in public schools, and I didn't have a problem with them. And I think it's okay to teach people stuff like critical race theory and stuff that we wouldn't, you know, normally get on a normal basis. And I tell you why, Skotoma. Because a lot of the history that we learn in school, I agree with you in one aspect. A lot of the history that we learn in school is you're right. Garbage. There is a little bit of brainwashing because it's garbage. If you look at history books, they tend to overlook a lot of things. They
also,
don't.
We didn't get proper sex ed in high school.
No sex. I mean, it's
we
crazy.
We didn't learn how to, you know. We didn't have real economics class.
Skotoma, how dare you? He's going to get an egg. Skotoma, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. He says when Frank went to school.
When did you learn about the Tulsa Massacre?
I didn't learn about the Tulsa Massacre until college, actually, Breakman.
Also, we didn't learn about Detroit riots either.
Wait.
That's something that should have been taught in school.
Yes.
An entire town of people is wiped out, and it's never taught in school.
No.
And you never learn about Martin Luther King and what he did. We just learned that he was a civil rights activist, and that's it. And then he died.
Did you see Skotoma's comment here? He says when Frank went to school, there were still horse and carriages around. How dare you, Skotoma?
They never said how he died either. The FBI hired someone to murder him, and they did.
Yeah, when Frank went to school, it was a very...
school. The wheel wasn't invented yet.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Normally, that's a comment that you put in chat that you think I don't see. Breakman, how dare you?
When Frank went to college, his thesis was about the wheel.
How dare you, Eric? You're exiled too, you son of a bitch. Jen, don't laugh at these assholes, man. Freak Five says when Frank went to school was the very first school ever. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled too. You're all exiled, except for Jen. I love Jen. All right. Even though she's laughing. All right, so yeah, that's definitely my stinko of the week too, Breakman. I'm glad you brought it up. I think they did more harm than good in many, many ways to their party, to the Democratic Party. I mean, maybe that's what we need. We need to start over. Just start over with no party. You know,
both parties need to go. We need a complete reset on our government.
I agree.
For instance, Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court, apparently they have no rules. Apparently they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, we already knew that.
Being completely bought and sold by a billionaire, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
They've done research. A lot of he has ruled on a lot of that guy's whatever they're called.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's donors. We talk about it all the time. Money ruins everything, right? Break. Both parties need to go. Freak Five. Frank's college roommate invented the will. How dare you, Freak Five? You son of a bitch. Look. Do you guys
read? Court in the land has no ethics.
That's if you want to talk ethics, Breakman, let's talk about Clarence Thomas and ethics, right? Do you remember when they were first deciding on a Supreme Court justice, when they decided on Clarence Thomas Brakeman? What happened? Can you tell me what happened?
I was really young at the time. I think I was 13 at the time.
All right, 12 or 13. Let me tell you what happened.
I remember what was going on, but I was too young to understand the nuance of a lot.
Okay, here's the nuance. Clarence Thomas is a sexual fucking predator, and Anita Hill was drugged through the fucking mud through all those hearings. And you know who led the charge on basically giving Anita Hill a bad name and causing her to have so much emotional distress?
Does it rhyme with Joe Biden?
Yes, Joe fucking Biden is a big piece of shit. He is the reason that we have Clarence Thomas in the fucking Supreme Court. At least the Republicans are trying to throw in the idea of putting in guards at schools, and the Democrats are shooting it down. Oh, boy, Skoma.
Guards is a reasonable thing, but I've heard a lot of people talking about arming the teachers, and that's stupid.
Guards? You think guards is going to do anything, Skoma? You know what guards' job is to do? Observe and report to the police. Oh, that's it.
Although I did see a report of one of those guards, one of the schools that has a guard earlier today was arrested for, attempted molestation.
Yeah, Freak Five brings up a good point here, too. The Republicans are on their way out, and as much as I disagree with them, it will be horrible if the Democrats gain complete control. I couldn't agree with you more, Freak Five. That's why what we're saying, we're all in agreement here. Both parties need to fucking go. They both suck. They both absolutely fucking suck, and they need to go. Both of them. Armed guards aren't going to do shit, Skodoma. Observe and report. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to be trained to take down AK-47s and... Oh, fuck that, man. Armed guards?
Yeah, worthless. More guns is the solution.
Let's just put armed guards in there that aren't going to do anything. And it's been proven before. There have been schools that this shit has happened where there were guards. The guards aren't there to do anything but observe and report. I don't care if they are armed. I mean, I just told an armed guard in City Hall in Aurora to go fuck himself, pretty much. And there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they will do. You think an armed guard is going to pull out his gun and do something? Nah. They're not going to do anything. No, Skodoma.
As far as, bringing, retired police, I've heard, too. That's a mix. We've seen what happens in Uvalde, where the cops are just too afraid to go in.
Yeah, cops are afraid to go in because they're cowards.
The incident with the last big mass shooting that was national news, where there were actually a couple of cops that rushed in there,
Yeah, it's fucking...
So sometimes you will get, people who will do heroic things, but you can never tell who's good.
And then you hear if you're on the Democratic side, you're thinking that gun control is the answer, which I don't know if it is or not. I can't say because it hasn't happened yet, right? Well, let's try something different. But nobody wants to do that. If you're on the Republican side... you're like, oh, well, it's mental health. It's mental health, mental health, mental health. But yet you don't want to do anything about mental health, so you guys are fucking worthless too.
They voted down.
Yeah, they voted down every fucking time. So I don't want to hear mental health from a Republican's mouth. I don't want to hear anything from a Democrat's mouth because they're all milquetoast mouths. That's all they are, mouths. Freak Five says, and I think Trump could quicken the decline of the Republicans. If he doesn't get the nom in 2024, I hope he doesn't run third party because that could be the end of the. There's thoughts to that too. I mean, in all actuality, Freak Five, I think Trump has a good shot of winning the White House. Regardless of what mainstream media is going to tell you. I mean, we were told that Trump was the worst of the bunch. Even Lindsey Graham, in his infinite wisdom, said Trump is. You heard what Lindsey Graham said about Trump while he was running.
Now he goes on television crying. He's indicted.
Yeah, let's give Donald Trump millions of dollars because, you know what? He's not a billionaire. He needs all the money he can get. Oh, poor Lindsey Graham and poor Donald Trump. I mean, that's so stupid. Gun control worked in Australia.
He went to the White House to get money, basically, because we found out he was lying about being a billionaire before he got in there.
Right, he was lying about being a billionaire.
He drifted people so badly, he got the billionaire status.
Right. Well, now he's worth, I think the actual net worth of Donald Trump is in the billions now. He's like $3.5 billion, but that's all because he got the White House, and now he's desperate to get back there because he wants to avoid all these indictments and which, you know, all, I mean, it's a good strategy. If you get in, you just pardon yourself. Why not? I mean, shit, if I was him, I'd be doing the same fucking thing. And the Republican Party has shown its weakness. They're all weak. Then nobody wants to go up against Trump. Not even the great DeSantis. Of course, DeSantis was fucking given, oh man, Trump de-pantsed him in a big way, didn't he?
So Disney.
Let's go on to happier thoughts, guys. I'm sick of talking about...
Yeah, well, hold on. Right when I said, like, how he beat Disney, like, turned around and pulled the wool right underneath him. Now he's talking about putting up, like, toll booths and stuff like that. Dude, if you put up toll booths on the road, you think you're going to be pissing off Disney? No, you're going to be pissing off the voters, you idiot.
Yeah, Disney's not going to give a fuck. People are still going to go to Disney. The voters are the ones that are going to be pissed off, man. That's exactly right, man. That's a good point, Brake. Great, great point, man. You did a really good job with your stinkos, man, today, for sure. All right, can we move on, Brake, or do you have anything?
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Brake, do you have any sweetos this week?
The rest of Trump was official this week. That made me happy. Even though he didn't get handcuffed and he didn't get perp walked or anything that normal people get, you know, most criminals. But still, just him being officially arrested was nice. And when he was arrested, there was my other sweet I goes to, there was a person in Congress who, or she's in the House, I'm sorry. I said Congress. Who rushed to his aid to get all the protesters riled up and shout him down and stuff. Well, when she got there, she was greeted with a large crowd of people protesting against what she wanted to fight, what she was protesting for. And what was really funny is there was a guy who was actually there who didn't know she was there, who was a big Trump supporter, who was giving out whistles at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a Trump supporter supplied all the anti
the whistles. Yeah, I know. I thought that was funny too. Scotoma says the charges against Trump are nothing. They have nothing. I think you're halfway right on the first set of charges in New York, Scotoma, but I think the election ones are pretty bad, and I also think the January 6th insurrection charges are going to stick too. I think those are the two.
Is only the first, like he is. And those are only the three major ones.
Yeah.
He is actually being, like, investigated in, I think, like, 10 investigations right now?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. He's not innocent, Scotoma, by any stretch.
This is the smallest one of them.
Yeah, and there's 34 felony counts, so you really think he's going to be exonerated on all 34 counts? I don't know, man. It doesn't look like, but it doesn't matter because even if he's convicted, he can still run, and he can still run the country apparently from behind bars. So, you know, it doesn't really matter.
He's not going to spend a day behind bars.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
and most will get like house
arrest. Well, he should. We all agree on that.
Yeah, he's a criminal. There's no doubt about it in my mind. He's been a criminal all his fucking life, going back to the 70s.
Going back to like his dad's connections with the mob.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He extended those connections to worldwide.
Yeah.
He's got worldwide connections with different mobs across the world.
He's such a piece of shit, man. I said this from the get-go, man. He's the worst of the worst, man. One of the worst, anyways. Yeah. But, all right. Let's see. Eric, you didn't have any sweetos this week? How about that list of clients from Pedo Island? We still haven't seen them. I agree, Scotoma. And one of them is Trump, by the way. Another one is Bill Clinton. I agree.
The reason we don't see that list is because I guarantee you there are people sitting in our White House right now in Congress.
Yep.
And
who
went to that island?
Yeah, I agree. Scotoma, there's nothing I could agree with you more than that. I want to see that list as well. I want to see that black book.
You're kind of a new listener, but me and Frank have been talking about Epstein long before it was like he's a known thing.
Yep.
Like me and Frank knew of what was going on.
Yep. Yep.
And we brought him up a lot.
This has been years.
In a national name.
This has been years. You can go back in the archives and you can find episodes of RP Grinders where we've talked about the Lolita Express and Bill Clinton and Donald Trump and this was even before Trump was in office, man. You know, so ugh. But we can want to see that and see Trump prosecuted
before he was a national name.
Yeah, exactly.
So we definitely want to see the name because we know that there are big names. Like, Hollywood names on there.
Yep,
there
there's Hollywood names.
Wealthy names.
Yep, on there's people sitting in Congress right now. There's retired people from Congress. There's there may be even more ex-presidents that we don't know, like George W. and.
You know, there's a prince on the fucking list, for God's sake.
Prince,
you know?
Yep, Prince, Prince Harry or Prince William, I can't remember.
Prince Andrew,
I think. Andrew, but, Andrew, I'm sorry. That's
he's not the only one that are hints of. Like, I heard, like, from, like, Saudi Arabian prince.
Oh, yeah, I'm no doubt. There's, I mean, if you got money, you're going to be on that list. Kings and princes, Skotoma says, yep. I want to see them all too, Skotoma, and hopefully one day we'll see that. I doubt it because there's billions, literally a trillion or more dollars invested in that little
like
black 60 book.
60 years from now, somebody will find the list and release it because everybody will already be dead.
Be dead. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised to see tons of high-ranking religious figures. I wouldn't be either. Yep. Freak 5, I wouldn't either. Name the type of religion, Catholics, you know, Protestants, I mean, highly decorated fucking pastors. I mean, you name it, they're in there. Trust me.
Jewish, Muslim, whatever.
Muslims.
I guarantee they're all in there.
No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. I agree with you guys 100%. I would love to see that little black book of Ghislaine Maxwell. I wish she would just fucking let it loose to a news agency.
I know. She's such a piece of shit. She still denies everything.
Oh, God. It's horrible. Horrible. All right.
I mean, the last I heard, she was saying that photo with Andrew was fake.
Yep. It's not.
Like, you are such a fucking cunt.
I know. Fuck anyone in high status, I bet, Skotoma said. I agree, Skotoma. I think anybody is fair game in that book. I think you're going to see, and I think it will come out. I think what Ghislaine is thinking right now, and she's probably smart in thinking, don't release the names because if you do, you'll get killed. But I think it's going to work against her opposite, and she's going to feel pressure. She's going to let loose, and I think it would be worth letting her go just to get all those names out. I really do.
Another thing I think is a lot of people ignore is what about all the people that worked for Epstein, like his chefs, and the cleaned his house and stuff like that.
Everybody that
knew what was going on.
Everybody that knew what was going on. Absolutely, 100%. Right, man. I couldn't agree more. Eric, do you have any more break, Sweetos?
No, that's it.
Eric, do you have any?
No.
I do. And, okay, we talk a lot about not wishing death on people and all this type of shit, right? Well, I'm throwing the gauntlet down because my Sweeto of the Week, everybody knows I'm very anti-war. I hate wars. I think they do nothing but drag every country down that's involved, including the United States. Anytime we get in a fucking dumb war, like we almost got in Syria. That's one thing. Do you guys remember the one thing I give Trump credit for?
Yeah, he didn't get us into any
he
wars.
He didn't get us into any more wars, which is
fact,
the only...
In fact, he actually ended some of Obama's participation.
Yes,
things that Obama has then.
Absolutely. So, you know... That's one thing I call a spade a spade. I have to give him credit for that. We didn't get it, even though he tried with Syria. You know, we did try
with Iran
and Iran. We didn't get into any wars. So that's something to be, you know, weighed in all of his fucking crimes and all bullshit that he does against this country. Right. So
he is definitely anti-war.
One of the even had the border protect from what, Skotoma? From all the bad Mexicans, man? Come on, bro. I mean, seriously, more people are exiting this country.
What has changed? Let me ask you about that.
There's nothing.
The wall didn't come down.
I know. There's nothing that's changed, man.
Nothing's
I mean,
changed.
He built like one mile, I think, of wall that is just so ridiculous.
Biden continued the Trump policies.
Yes, he did.
Nothing changed.
Nothing has changed. But let me tell you guys something. More people are leaving this country than are entering. Let's just put it that way. Even though each even had the protected border house to excuse all the new cases of fentanyl, it's not coming through the... Oh, my God, Skotoma. You're listening to too much...
Skotoma, you need to deprogram yourself.
Skotoma, you really do need to deprogram from the right-wing media,
everything
bro.
Think you probably know is a lie.
Not everything. Eric, but a lot, man. You can't. You got to stop listening to Fox News and Breitbart and fucking Blaze and all these. And just like I wouldn't recommend anybody listen to MSNBC and CNN and all these fucking bullshit top fucking media sites, man. Just fuck.
No,
man.
I'm saying you have to operate under the assumption that everything you think you know is probably a lie.
I think you're right, because I had to do that with a lot of the left-leaning shit, man. I really did. I mean, that's how I came to the conclusion that the Democratic Party is all bullshit too, man. And the same thing with, like, the Fox News and the Blazes and Ben Shapiro and all these fucking figureheads on the right, man. You gotta just get out of that, man, and just do your independent research, like, with independent fucking sites. And I'm not talking like Young Turks or anything. I mean, don't go that extreme, because we know what they're all about. But and on the right, don't go to Ben Shapiro and fucking Hannity and all these fucking pieces of shit on the right either. Like, there are
Joe Rogan's or the
yeah.
Or the
worst human being on the planet.
Alex Jones, I know, man. Fucking Alex Jones.
Or the Jimmy Dore show.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Dore's another one, man. Holy fuck. But
I used to watch it for a while until I realized, you know, he's just another one of those types.
Shills. They're all shills, man. They're all shills. Anybody that gets paid top dollar to give you the news is usually lying to you.
I don't think he's getting paid top dollar, but he's found his niche.
Let me get to my sweet-o of the week here. Normally, I'm in agreement with Breakman. It's not really cool to wish death on somebody or celebrate somebody's death or things of that nature. But I just talked about all the wars and shit. One of the biggest contractors for the wars, there's a few, like Lockheed Martin is one. Another one is Raytheon. Raytheon's among the worst to provide weapons and get, you know, just basically rape taxpayers. And I use that term very, very... it's not hyperbolic. I feel dirty every time I hear about Raytheon and the money that they make from all the wars that they've contributed to and all their lobbying money. Well, here's a case where I don't give a fuck that somebody died. One of their top executives died in a plane crash, and really? I fucking celebrated it, because anybody that has caused the death of as many people as this guy authorized or any other person authorizes and dies, I think is a good thing for the world. So, and I know somebody's going to take his place and things are going to be just, you know, like they were before, because that's how it is. But to me, anytime somebody like this dies, I celebrate, because I hate war and I think it's appropriate. And I think my feelings are justified. I know Breakman might disagree. Breakman has a moral compass that does not allow him to get to that. But maybe my moral compass is broken just a little bit. But I take great joy in knowing that there's one piece of human scum less on this earth. It's like if a pedophile decides to off himself or get killed, I don't feel one way or the other about it. Matter of fact, I feel pretty good. Another piece of shit.
Frank, there was actually, I was reading an excerpt from apparently a Superman comic, and the reason that he doesn't want to kill people, and it's kind of sums up what I feel, is that's the best they'll ever be, you know?
Yeah.
Those people, if they die before they have a chance to change.
Yep.
Everybody should have a chance to change at least.
But this guy was like 70 years old.
When they die, nobody's going to have fond memories of him for the most part, you know? We're going to see him as a monster who murdered people.
Yes, I know.
He didn't get a chance to turn his life around.
What do you think the cutoff point for that is, Breakman? Because they say the same thing about drug addicts. Like, what age? And I know the age just because of I've been on the streets, and I kind of know the rough age of when the point of no return. You know, for somebody that's taken drugs, that's addicted, the kind of you can kind of tell whether or not somebody's got a chance by the time they're 30. If they're past the age of 30 and they're still doing drugs, there's going to be one of two outcomes. They're going to die or they're going to be addicted for the rest of their life. If you intervene before that and you try to get somebody off of drugs, you got a much, 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 much higher rate of recovery. So my question to you, Breakman, is what is that? What do you think? Like, do you think somebody could change when they're 50, 60, 70? most of these people, when they get that age, they don't care. They've made so much money, and they keep making that money, and they're going to continue making that money. So they don't care. So that's why, for me...
I mean, a lot of people don't change. It's true. Like, people are set in their ways, but some people do change. Even old people can change sometimes.
You know what? You have a good point, Rake, and I'll tell you why. It's why I feel the way I feel about the death penalty. I think the death penalty should be abolished.
And you know how I used to defend the death penalty. Like, there are monsters and they need to be put down and stuff
right.
But I came around to your side.
And I felt that way too, Rake Man. But the thing that kept popping up in my mind, what about that one person that slips through that's innocent? And there have been plenty of those examples of people that have been completely innocent. So maybe I need to change my thinking on this, Break Man. But I tell you, like my initial feeling is these people are monsters and they've caused the death of so many fucking people.
For money.
And if it was for protection of the borders or you know, the protection of the United States or and I really truly felt that maybe I would feel differently. But how many innocent people? Think about it. Let's pretend the United States was not in the number one position in the world for military, right? Let's say we were middle of the road. Let's say we were a Ukraine type country, right? And somebody decided to pick a war with us, like Russia, and we were going back and forth. We're innocent, right? And let's say we're all buddies. We're hanging out at Buffalo Wild Wings, and all of a sudden, boom, we get blown up to pieces. Do you think those people really care about our families and what they think and all that? That's why I'm saying these people are complete fucking monsters, man. Up to including people in the United States like Obama, who fucking droned the fuck out of innocent people and didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and speaking of like the media and stuff like that, remember how we called Obama a warmonger and
yes.
just people shout us down? Like,
yeah.
No. Like, people were dying.
I lost a friendship over this. Just even suggesting.
Yeah. People lose their fucking mind.
Garbage.
How many?
And not even specifying why, because they didn't give me the chance to.
I know.
Care.
I know.
It's and weird. I gave them a week to apologize because I found something later in the week that proved me right.
Yeah.
Not that they paid attention.
No, of course
but,
not.
I mean, I made a bigger deal than probably should have. But I guess I wanted people to see what this person was really like to reconsider their friendship with them.
Yeah.
Because I wanted them to be held accountable for their behavior.
Well, that's what friends do. Real true friends hold other people like what Brake just did to me. Like he you know, I can't feel one way like on something like the death penalty and at least not give what Brake Man said some thought. You know what I mean? Like I could still come to a different conclusion, but I have to at least pause and think about that because Brake Man is my friend and he's trying to point out something to me. You know, so I have to think about it. You know, I have to give pause and actually, but the way I feel currently, I could care fucking less if the head of Lockheed Martin, if he was to walk outside his door right now and get run over by a fucking car, for instance, and die. Like, I think I would actually feel pretty okay about that right now. Maybe I have to rethink my feelings and reevaluate, but I don't know, man. Like, the death penalty, you bring up plus, a hell of a point, Break Man.
Plus, like, death seems like an easy way out for a lot of these people. Like, they're not getting truly punished, you know?
Yeah, but they
like,
never
when
will,
somebody's, like,
Break
80
Man.
Years old and they die before they go to jail, like, what punishment did they receive when their kids are, you know, thrown in jail when they're 17 for a stupid mistake they made?
Break Man, that's an interesting point as well, because these people never are held to account. When have you ever heard a gun lobby like the NRA or otherwise, Smith & Wesson or any of these, or somebody like Raytheon who spends millions on lobbying and Lockheed Martin on keeping the war machine going, when have you ever heard one of these executives go to jail for being war criminals? When? You
can't sue them.
And you know what? It's not like the world doesn't notice. There's world councils that have said that Raytheon and Lockheed Martin are basically fucking war criminals, and ex-presidents like George Bush and Bill Clinton and Obama and who else?
Bush.
Reagan, the other Bush. You know, we can go on and on. War criminals, all of them. The only other president that I can think of that didn't get us into any more fucking wars was Carter. And people skewered him for it. They skewered a peaceful man for not wanting to get into more wars. And Trump, to his credit, this is the only thing that I really, really can say good about his presidency, is we didn't get in any more wars. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I don't know. You're right, Breakman. You're kind of always right, man. Okay. Yeah. I've got a
It wasn't really because of Trump, though. It was because...
No, I know. It was because of other...
really ridiculous. But... we're actually doing things to keep him in check.
I agree, but in fairness, Eric, he didn't get us in any more wars, right?
Also, he was just wildly incompetent anyway.
All right, yeah, well, that's true, too. Here's Skodoma's favorite part of the show. It's a free-for-all! Okay, no tournament this week, but we will have a mini tournament starting next week for a couple of weeks. A 32 team. What was the tournament break?
What do we have here? I had a few choices. I was going to pick between. Let me see. I have fighting games. I have worst Game Boy game, and I have best racing game.
Okay, it's up to Breakman. Breakman's the guy that's going to put this together. So we'll give you the option, Breakman. Whatever you think would be. So I think they'll all be fun, any one that you do. But you know, feel free to come up with which tournament you want. But this week we have a free for all topic, and it's actually pretty quick.
I'm gonna be honest with you, though, I'm not the biggest racing game fan.
Yeah, so. I know, but you could find some. But hey, whatever you decide, Breakman. Whatever you decide, man. All right. What is the worst? I know we talked a little bit last week about the most disappointing game we've ever played, but that's not necessarily the worst game you ever played. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you, which is basically you guys and the chat, what's the worst game you ever played? The absolute worst piece of shit game you've ever played in your life. And I'm going to start with Eric.
I have to actually think about it now.
Yeah, okay, you both have to think about this? Really?
Yeah.
There's not actually, one...
You know what? I think it was Rise of the Robots.
Rise of the... Wow! That's a bad one.
You might have taken my answer already, because...
Well, you guys could agree.
That's a pretty bad game.
That is. Like, yeah, like, I remember, like, oh, this looks cool, and then it's like, what can we do? You punch, kick, and jump.
Okay, but going by that vein, to have a different answer from Break, but also similar because it's also a fighting game, it would be Balls.
I actually have a few, and I can't really say what's worse than the other. And one of them might surprise you, but a couple of them won't. One of them is E.T. E.T. is a piece of shit game that doesn't need to be played by anybody. I had the worst... Look, you know how some games are bad, but you can still have some fun in them? I'm trying to think of one that I could... Like the Matrix game that we talked about in that tournament. I played it. I didn't like it that much, but there was, you know, a couple moments that I thought were okay, you know? But E.T., every fucking moment of that goddamn game was excruciatingly bad for me. You know what?
As much as I didn't like E.T., I don't think it was the worst Atari game.
It to me, it's the worst. It's the worst.
They were like the Sword Quest games, for instance. Those were fucking retarded.
Oh my god,
that's a bad word to use, I guess.
You could say it, man. It's lots of its meaning over the years, man. We've talked about this before, Breakman. E.T. is the worst of the worst. But another one that I had a shitty time with. Fucking Indiana Jones for the 2600 was pretty fucking awful because I had no clue what the fuck to do in that game, and I got to this point where you jump off this cliff supposedly and you try to use the parachute to get in between this like bush and this cave, I guess, and I could never do it, so that pissed me off. Let's see, there was one more. Oh, this is another common one that people think is a piece of shit. Superman 64.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
The whole flying through the rings thing was so stupid.
And it was so...
When I had my game store for April Fool's,
That was just the first level, too. And it was so long.
For, like, April Fool's, we put out a bunch of the bad games. So we had, like, Superman 64 out and stuff like
Freak
that.
Freak5 says, I played so much Sword Quest Fireworld, and I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Yeah. Hate those games. And as far as super bad games like modern, I had to think about this, but I'm putting Last of Us 2 in there because not only did it make me feel bad, but it was repetitive as fuck. It's a modern game that looks beautiful, but the story sucked, like, completely. I know it was supposed to be this opus of a game that everybody gave 9.5 and 10, and you couldn't go to a website and not get a glowing review for Last of Us 2. I don't know what kind of fucking money that Naughty Dog gave all these fucking outlets. They're seeing a completely different game than I am. The narrative sucks, the pacing sucked, the jarring things that happened in that game were just completely unnecessary.
I played an orc beat-em-up on the PS3 years back for a review on Game Tactics.
Oh my god,
that was pretty bad. That's probably much more repetitive than what you would experience, because at least Last of Us 2 had a narrative. This game did not.
Yeah, well, I mean, is it better to have no narrative or a narrative that completely sucks, Eric? Mm-hmm. Anyone played Double Dragon on Atari? I did, Breakman, and that sucked. Holy shit, there's a bunch of advanced games that suck, too. Trek is another one of the worst of the worst. Fucking Shrek Swamp Ass, or what is Swamp Cart Racing, or whatever the fuck that jumbled mess was.
I think it's called Swamp Ass. I think you're right the first time.
Yeah, it is. It's Swamp Ass. Freak Five says, I think there was a Tiny Toons NES game that was confusing as hell, too. Yeah, there's some stinkers out there, but I think overall... E.T., I have to say, is the worst game that I've ever fucking played. It was...
Freaking, you know, there's two Where's Waldo games.
Oh, Where's Waldo's a good one, too. That was on the NES.
Where's Waldo, and then there's the Great Waldo Search, I think.
Oh my god, the Where's Waldo on the Nintendo was so bad because everything looked the same. Oh, that was so bad. That's a good one, too. Last Action Hero, Breakman.
That's terrible.
Oh my god, man. Here's the other one that's kind of controversial. The original Street Fighter.
That's controversial. That's
fucking
here's my
horrible
team hot take. Eternal Champions is pretty shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I didn't like Eternal Champions. But
The problem with Eternal Champions.
People really love that game.
Oh god.
It was okay, but the problem with it was when you lost a fight, it would send you back a fight.
Yep.
That was one of the stupidest game mechanics I've ever seen. Like, what the fuck, man? It was hard enough getting there.
Yeah. Street Fighter is definitely Street Fighter might be the worst game I've ever played. Like the original in the arcade. Pretty fucking bad.
Let's see, like, there are games that I'm just not good at. So, like, the Dance Dance Revolution game, I've tried that, and I watch it, and it looks so stupid to me. I tried it, and I hated every second of it, because I couldn't do
Dance Dance Revolution isn't the worst thing I've ever played, but it's up there.
A lot of people love Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, it's fun if you know what you're doing, Breakman, but if you don't, oh my god, it's a train wreck of a game. But yeah, for me, I think Street Fighter is probably one of the worst games, if not the worst game I've ever played.
I think most of the original PlayStation lineup, just the 3D graphics of it. Go back and play like the original Twisted Metal.
Oh yeah. No, you're right, dude. Like a lot of those games, like they don't hold up at all.
Ooh, Battle Arena to Shinden, like that.
Ooh, that's another bad one. I know there's more, but I just don't remember them. Freak Five says, no idea what you were supposed to do or what the buttons were supposed to do, so I never played them after that one try, so forgot them over Yeah, see, the same here. There's lots of games that I could go through, but, man, those are the ones that come to mind, man.
I'm the stupidest fighting game ever, I think.
A lot of people say Pac-Man for the Atari 2600, but there's a reason why I love that game. And I thought it was a ton of fun.
In teddy bear mode, you could actually play it.
Well, fuck you, for one. No, but I actually have very fond memories of that game because my mom and I would go back and forth on high scores all the time on that game. And I thought it was the funnest thing. But it just depends on perception, I guess. But the worst for me were E.T. It's a toss-up between E.T., Superman 64... which I know are pretty obvious choices, but Street Fighter, I know that might be kind of a hot take for some people.
Don't forget but X-Men. That's a terrible game.
Ooh, X-Men's pretty bad too, man.
Yeah. I think even the Genesis X-Men game is pretty terrible too.
All right, guys, it's pretty terrible. I had fun with Pac-Man for 2600, but I was disappointed that it wasn't the same as the arcade Pac-Man. Yeah, I know, but I wasn't disappointed. I had a lot of fun with that game, man. Like I know it was like graphically the worst, and like Pac-Man only went two directions, like his face, and
the worst part was the noise though. Yeah.
And then he would start over, same thing, so bad. But so fun for me and the memories that I had. Like, me and my mom would play that game we'd go back and forth, man. I can still hear the noise.
You still hear the noise in your dreams?
Yeah, I still hear that noise. It's weird. It's weird how certain games you remember the actual sounds. Like, one of those games is like Contra. Like, I can't get those like sounds out of my mind, like when you die or when, you know, when you like shoot and like, you know, the music. That's nostalgia at its best, though, you know. All right, guys, I think that's all we got. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Oh, now, see, I want to think more about all these games I hate, because there are so many over the years.
Ooh, Super Pitfall's a bad one, too, man.
Just so few are coming to mind, but I know there have been so many.
Or don't forget Spelunker.
Ooh, Spelunker's bad, too.
Oh, yeah, you fall about an inch and you're dead in that game.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely missing a platform, death.
A lot of those games where you fell, like modern games where you fall like small distances, like Last of Us 2 is one of them. You think you can jump down, and like you die. I'm like, what the
shit?
Really? I mean, or you jump into water and somehow you just die automatically. I'm like, what? You don't even get a chance to swim? What the
Donkey
fuck?
Donkey Kong was like that too.
Yeah, Donkey Kong, another one. Yeah,
the original Donkey Kong. Yeah, like that in the second level, but. I guess in any of the levels, you could just walk off the edge and die.
But also, you could die in Donkey Kong for the Game Boy, but they changed the height limit for that, so it's not as bad.
Check this out. Freak says, there was a computer game I played on the TRS-80 Megabug, similar to Pac-Man, but no power pellets, and with roaches, not ghosts. That's funny. All right, guys.
I played about where you're like trying to knock stuff down a drain or something.
Oh, I played that game. That was pretty fun, actually. What the fuck was the name? It was like washer or something, like dishwasher. Or...
Pipe Dream?
No.
Pipe Dreams are your twisting pipes in a puzzle game.
No. I know the game that
you're trying to. There's like bugs and stuff, and you're in a sink. And you're
Down Yeah, what the fuck was the name of that game? I played. That was pretty fun, actually. I don't know. Dead Ends, and as you traveled through the maze, you left a trail that the bugs would follow. That's some bullshit and a half, Freak Five.
Oh, here's a bad game. The Ooze for the Genesis.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you know what the worst game is?
Mainly because it's just missing. Bullshit, and you don't know what to do half the time.
Which one, Break?
Mario is missing.
Ooh, that's super bad. Oh, wasn't it Mario Math? That was another bad.
That was actually like a math training game. Like, Mario Missing was like you're trying to... I think you're Luigi and you're just going from place to place talking to people.
And you're learning about different countries.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. All right, Break. Plug away.
You can follow me at RP Grinders, where I'm still at for now, even though I can't believe it.
I've been looking at some of your tweets, Break, man. I'm wondering why you're not banned too, man. But it's like, it's fine with me. I don't give a fuck, man.
I'm just, what Elon Musk has done to Twitter is just, it sucks. Like, my timeline is now like Fox News and shit like that. Like, all these places that I don't want to be involved in, they're being forced on my timeline.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all, like, I'm not seeing any like left-leaning news being forced on my timeline. It's all right-wing media.
Yeah, well, that's at Elon Musk.
I haven't seen anything like that, but again, I only use the mobile app, and then I use Tweetin.
Can we just get fucking unbiased news sources like we used to have back in the day when we had CBS, ABC, and NBC? Mm-hmm. I mean that's what's really come. You know, what was it? ProPublica's pretty unbiased news source. AP sometimes, but you have to like go overseas.
NPR.
Yeah, NPR sometimes. You have to go like overseas to check out some of that stuff. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find written reviews on BusterBashGate.com or my audio reviews on the feed for the show. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon, which is on my Twitter profile, which is EricRPG. Just click the link there. Or you just go to Patreon, because who knows if that'll be even working sooner or later.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, or you can just type my name.
I liked Marble Madness, Freak 5. I don't know what you have against Marble Madness, man.
Just type in Eric Kelly, and I'll probably be the one. So it says Eric Kelly's writing reviews, making videos, even though I don't really make videos anymore.
Yeah, go to Twitter.
I think you need to ask Tom for that one.
I need to work my way back into being able to do that again.
Yeah. I like the arcade version of Skate or Die over the NES version. Yeah, I know.
I played the arcade version of it.
Yeah.
Skater Eye 2 was definitely a disappointing sequel because I love the original Skater
Mega
Eye.
Bug looks horrible, but at least you had a magnifying portion that you can see where you're going in that big ass maze. Holy shit, man.
Marvel Madness wasn't as good on NES, like as a translation, but for an NES game, it was still kind of fun.
Which one? Marvel
Madness was fine.
Which one?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, Skater Die?
No, Marvel Madness.
Oh, Marble Madness was fine, man. I didn't have any problem with Marble Madness.
No, I'm talking about Freak here. What's his problem? What's going on, man? What's up?
I really love the intro to Skater Die 2 because it's so hilariously stupid.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. That Mega Bug game looks like shit, man. Holy fuck, it looks bad. I'm putting it on the screen now. Alright, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the consoles, although I'm mostly on the PlayStation RP Grinders, or Frank Branches, I think will get you there as well. But just type in RP Grinders, you'll find me. And watch Super Mario Brothers, tons of fun. Same thing with Dungeons & Dragons. I think Dungeons & Dragons was a slightly better movie, but... I don't know. I had a lot of fun with Super Mario Brothers. So, and Super Mario Brothers, by the way, is probably going to make, when it's all said and done, about $135 million this week. So that's redonkulous money for one weekend. But, you know, that bodes well for the series. So never liked it, but I had a friend.
That's what sucks about playing it somebody else. The Freak says I never liked Marble Madness, but I had a friend who loved it. And since I never had an NES, when I was playing at his house, he always wanted to play it. Yeah.
Didn't we have those friends that always wanted to play shitty games?
Like, for instance, I had a friend who always wanted to fucking play me in, the Denver Broncos, what's his name?
John Elway.
John Elway, thank you. John Elway football. Because there was a cheat code to make your fucking quarterback amazing where you couldn't beat him at all.
John Elway.
That was fun every fucking time I went to his house.
John Elway was, if you didn't put in the cheat codes, John Elway's football was fucking fun as fuck, man. That was a great game.
I never got to try.
That was a good game. Good game, man. Great game. Just like how people think of Tecmo Bowl being awesome back in the day, like that John Elway's football was fucking awesome, man. All right, that's about it. Do you guys have anything else?
Nintendo got a lot of good sports games.
They did. Like the hockey game was awesome, man.
Yeah, Blades of Steel.
Yes, Blades of Steel was badass. That was a great game, man. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. I don't know why that theme was so loud. Bum, 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 bum. One of these days you're gonna get good at that harmonica and shock us all break, man. I'm getting harassed, sexually harassed by Bernie. Stop it!